on the gospel of today, particularly where it speaks of Jesus revealing the Father through him. You know, it reminds me of the mirror. You know, the mirror reveals who you are. When you just stand in front of the mirror, it tells you, brings out all your features. And that reminds me of this joke. A woman was standing in front of a mirror, and she says to her husband, "Dear, I look old, fat, ugly, and my hair is turning gray. Please make me feel okay by giving me a compliment." And the husband replies, "Dear, you certainly have a good eyesight." So, the statement of Jesus in the gospel of today, which says, "Everything has been entrusted to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, just as no one knows the Father except the Son, and to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." That reminds me of Jesus' statement again in John chapter 17, verse 3, which says, "And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent," and I will add, "to reveal him." In other words, knowing God is really eternal life, knowing him, experiential knowledge of him, which leads to a relationship with him. This goes to show that the purpose of our earthly life is to reach eternal life. And this eternal life, which we have no idea about or how to get there, requires that we find help outside of ourselves through the one who is that eternal life. Hence, the Father sent Jesus, his Son, who has told us that he is the way, the truth, and that eternal life. It then means that only through Jesus, who is like an open book, can we learn to know his Father. And that is why Jesus today gives us some attributes, or reveals some attributes of his Father, when he says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you'll find rest for your soul, for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden light." You know, all of these are enshrined in this wonderful divine love of the Father that Jesus reveals to us. Therefore, the purpose of our life is nothing more than to go on knowing this God, this Father, by finding out his plans for us every day better, so that by fulfilling them, we may be saved. There is no doubt that the task for us is a difficult one, because the path is unfamiliar to us. And besides, as humans, we are dull learners in spiritual things. Hence, Jesus came to start the journey with us, and we by his side. It is a fact that not even the apostles understood this, even while Jesus was with them. After the Pentecost experience, it took the Holy Spirit time to make the apostles understand God's plan of love for them in the right way. You know, oftentimes we mispresent or misunderstand God's love for us. We sometimes draw our conclusion by trying to compare God's love to human love. They are really not the same. Or maybe because of the kind of circumstances we find ourselves. You know, we tend to think, is this how God really loves me? Is this how he proves that he loves me? But then, his own kind of love is different from human love. Acts chapter 10, verse 17, and Acts chapter 11, verse 17, as well as Acts chapter 15, verse 9, gives us a graduation of the understanding of this God's plan of love, even for the apostles. We too, like the apostles, run the risk of misinterpreting God's plan for us and for those around us. In reference to this, Jesus in the gospel of today gives us a double warning. He says that no one has in himself the power to know God. Rather, it is through Jesus that we shall come to know his Father and discover his loving plans for us. The prophet Jeremiah reminds us of this plan of the Father when he said in Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11, he says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Now, the second warning of Jesus from the gospel of today is where he says that only those who spiritually become like children succeed in knowing God. It is not that Jesus conceals the Father from some people while letting others know him. In fact, Jesus' deepest longing is that his Father be known and loved by everyone so that all may be saved. Unfortunately, many do not succeed because some, like the Pharisees of his time, pretend to know God by passing Jesus, rejecting his teachings out of pride, and they did so in the name of religion, trusting in their perfect observance of the law of Moses, but neglecting that which is at the core of their religion, and that is true love of God and of neighbor. There are Christians who follow a similar way. They put their trust in religious practices while rejecting, for instance, the law of love of neighbor in all its ramifications. They study the Word of God or the Bible, but only for the purpose of knowledge without actually knowing God or putting into practice that which they read and which normally will lead them to a practical relationship with Jesus. You know, that goes to really say, when we study the Bible, what is the purpose of studying the Bible? Is it just for mere knowledge? Or is it just to lead us to actually begin to have a steady relationship with Jesus Christ by then developing a living faith? And for those in this category, their Christian life ends up being a failure in spite of their religious practices. And that is why Jesus on that day will say, some will say, "Lord, Lord, did we not preach in your name? Did we not dine at the Eucharistic table with you? Did we not do this?" And he said, "I never knew you." Others gladly accept Jesus and his teachings. However, they would like to know and love God, but without giving up pride or greed or love of pleasures and so on. In the second reading of today, St. Paul calls such people unspiritual and tells such people, if you do live in that way, you are doomed to die. Like I have said earlier on the course of my reflection, that the path is unfamiliar and tedious and requires help from above. But at the same time, our cooperation is highly needed in this regard. The nature of these spiritual struggles against all these encumbrances is a lifelong one, as experience has shown. But we must keep on fighting. We must keep on struggling. Our progress in God's knowledge and love depends on our effort to give up sin in all its ramifications and fully embrace Jesus' invitation of love and live it to the full. To have discovered this love is to have discovered life and to live it to the full.